Yep.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the January 16, 2019 meeting of the Wilmer Planning Commission. First order of business, consideration of the minutes of the January 2nd, 2019 meeting. Any questions, comments, corrections?
Steve, are you looking for a motion?
I am.
Motion to approve as drafted.
There's a motion, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, there's a second. Any comments? All right, all those in favor of filing the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries, thank you. This is item number three, unique opportunities, final plat. Sarah?
Yes. At January 2nd's meeting, we saw the preliminary plat and PUD for unique opportunities out of Fergus Falls. This is a property along County Road 5 that has recently been annexed into city limits, and they're looking at developing 472-unit apartment complexes within this plat. So we saw the preliminary plat. We had requested a couple different things. So they sent back a new version. Basically, the most notable thing is that they've got the 10-foot requested utility easement along the perimeter, as requested by Municipal Utilities. Coordination of road and sanitary sewer improvements are in progress with the county and the city. Obviously, that's going to take a little while. But all of those conditions that were required of the preliminary plat still apply in this case. So the only additional things, I reiterated that declarations and covenants for that outlot shall be submitted to staff and recorded with the plat. And then as part of our new subdivision ordinance, we also added that park dedication in there. So they chose to go the route of paying the fee rather than dedicating the physical land, and that fee calculates out to about $5,000, and that has to be paid prior to building permit issuance. And then that money can be used by the city to acquire new parkland, and there's a couple different things. It's regulated by statute what that can actually be used for, but it'll go into a dedicated fund for that purpose.
So in short, there's no changes between this and the final plat other than the mention of that park dedication fee.
Yep, other than the park dedication fee, and then the only thing different on the actual map is that addition of the utility easement. Yep. Otherwise, there were no changes.
Sarah, refresh my memory on this park dedication fee. What is that? What's that for again?
It's so basically the concept behind it is that either a developer can dedicate a portion of the land to the city, or they can pay a fee that would be in lieu of that same value of that land. So in this particular case for residential, we say 7% of any newly developed land, so any land that is now subdivided and comes through as a plat, requires this dedication of parkland because the city has a interest in parkland and in preserving the growth of that. Concurrently with development, we then put it on the responsibility of the developers to assist in that. So that's what that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So in this case, the fee just goes towards future parkland somewhere else within probably the same rough geographic area.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that would be the general concept. We now have the Parks and Rec Board, which I believe just started meeting this past week or two. So they will kind of have oversight of some of that and where that park expansion and stuff might be. The money, basically statute says that the money can't be used for ongoing maintenance of an existing park. It has to be acquiring new land. I believe, we're still trying to kind of get clarification whether it can be used for like acquiring new equipment. I think that applies in this particular case, as long as it's not maintenance of current equipment. So.
Okay. Any other questions, Jeff?
Why did they put lots 2, 3, 6, and 7 all in the same area? Why didn't they make that 4 lots?
The purpose behind that, it was, they didn't originally they didn't want to do the outlot. They just wanted an access easement to those two landlocked parcels. But the way that city policy now is, they have to have that outlot. It has to be a dedicated way. But their reason for wanting to do just the easement and having four parcels was because of garages. So in the event that these four buildings were to be held by
in the middle.
Yep.
Okay.
Were to be held by four different people, insurance-wise, I believe, as well as maintenance and different declarations and things for this area, they wanted the garage to be tied specifically to buildings rather than just all in one parcel.
Yeah, I don't remember what the garage layout was, but I was thinking this they wouldn't want to be building the garage. Well, they could build the garage over lot lines.
No, yeah. And I think the purpose, I think it's drawn out in a way that the garages will sit on individual parcels. I think on 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. And then I think 7 and 6 will just be parking.
Okay.
Yeah. And there'll be some parking on the outside of that outlot as well. But the garages will be within that.
So it's staff recommendation then to approve the final plat with those conditions A and B, the declarations and covenants and the dedication fee.
Correct.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Comment? Okay. In addition to A and B, I would add in completion of all of the requirements on the approval of the initial plat.
Yep. Absolutely.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Yes. And I'm sorry, I couldn't hear everything you said. Were you just asking to add?
No. I had proposed that in addition letter C.
A letter C to the recommendations.
Oh, okay.
He wants that all preliminary plat conditions be met if they haven't already, if they're in progress.
Okay, I understand.
I'll make that motion as amended.
Okay. And second?
Yep.
All right. Any further discussion? All right, this is simply a voice vote. All those in favor of approving the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 4, introduction of technology zone text amendments. Sarah?
These next two will go pretty quick. I just wanted to put in front of you, I think we had discussed this previously. We had been approached by Midwest Technology Campus to consider amending their section of the zoning ordinance, the technology zone, so that they did not need a plan review every time that they had a new office coming onto the campus. The offices in this particular setting tend to be 200, 300, 400 square feet. Going in an existing building, office professional and business use is permitted with that permitted use, but to save them time, to save us time, most of those uses just kind of get rubber stamped through here and out the door again. So we thought that it would be appropriate to create a permitted use category under which offices, business, and professional was under, so that any new office could just go out there. Staff has a close relationship with the Midwest Technology Campus, and we get notification most of the time when anything new is going out there. And it would continue in this case. We would be notified when a new office was going out there, and if for some reason we thought that it needed review of Planning Commission, we could always request that. But the purpose of this is just to keep those smaller, everyday things. The campus has been there for 12 years. They know, you know, the culture out there. They know what they're creating on that campus, and they have close oversight of who they set leases with, so. The public hearing will actually happen at the next meeting, but I just wanted to kind of introduce it to you guys tonight and give you a heads up of what was coming.
So we're not adopting anything tonight?
No.
I do have one question.
Yeah.
Is office business and professional as a category intended to be generic as to any type office business or professional, or is it supposed to be limited to the charter and the purpose of establishing that the technology campus?
Yes and no. I think it is. It's labeled very generally here, but I think it is. It's intended to, those businesses have some sort of tie to that technology ag field.
I'll give you an example. One of my co-attorneys in town has her office, or had, she just gave it up to move to a new position in Metro. But she had an office out there which initially didn't qualify for the stated purpose
mm-hmm.
of the technology campus until they interpreted it as long as she is representing clients that have an interest in or ownership of agricultural businesses, farms, or whatever,
yep.
that makes it a qualification.
Right.
So, you know, I was just asking because if that's the intent, then, you know, if I were to move in and say I want to sell insurance, would that qualify under this office business and professional on the technology campus?
Was it sold to farmers?
Yeah.
They do. I think they do have some insurance companies out there. Colin Peterson just moved his office out there. We saw that one. I think that's kind of become the accepted interpretation of their charter out there, that as long as that business is providing some sort of service to a technology ag field.
And not necessarily exclusively.
Right.
Because that could get stretched way out of shape.
Yeah.
Somebody wanted a flower shop out there. It's like, oh yeah, I got a farmer that comes in and buys a flower.
What about the candy shop?
Yeah.
There's
a daycare out there.
It's food.
Yeah, that one's food. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's creating that campus feel. I guess I think was
well, I would
part of that. Some of the accessory things out there, kind of fall under that category.
I would think Midwest would also look at those, like you said, if they have something that's out of whack or wanting to go in there, I think they would come to us at that point, or they just refuse to have come out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're wanting to put this as a technology district, and you know, they're not going to let it get too far out of whack.
Yeah.
But how do we know that they aren't getting too far out of whack if we don't have the information we need to be able to make a yes or no vote?
Which would
Am I asking the right question?
The responsibility of the bond commission.
It kind of falls on you guys. As far as what it's going to still come run up your through your office
mm-hmm.
when they talk about it. You know, so at that point in time, you can probably.
Yeah, and I mean, again, the purpose of only moving this one, I could provide you guys with the entire ordinance. There's a long, lengthy list of other things that still require plan review. So any new buildings, any other manufacturing, clinical.
Animal health products and services, athletic recreation facilities, biotech, business technology incubators, commercial day nurseries and schools. Computer science, information technology, engineering, limited production. The offices, business, and professional is literally the only thing being taken out of that permitted use with plan review. And just so that we're not always seeing these 200 square foot offices, you know.
That might be there for a year and then they leave again or
I'm fine with like that.
No, it's a valid question.
Yeah, absolutely. It's literally the only thing that would be permitted outright in that entire list. There are some accessory uses, you know, detached or accessory buildings. And residences for on-site maintenance or security, but no new homes. Those are literally the only things that are otherwise permitted as a matter of course. So anything beyond these offices we're gonna be seeing anyway.
Okay.
All right, so that is for information only?
Yes.
And then the process is that that's
so we'll
going to
see,
come to us at the next meeting?
Yep, so we'll hold the public hearing for this at the next meeting, and then it will go to council for introduction and adoption,
yep.
Which will take two rounds at city council.
Okay. All right, very good, thank you. Item number 5, introduction of Perkins Rezone R2 to I2.
I did include a map in your packet for this one. We are over in Northwest, kind of between 7th and 10th Street, right after you cross over the railroad. There's 4 parcels here that are currently zoned R2. Again, this is for information only. We will be seeing this again next meeting for a public hearing.
So it's actually what they already are. But they already have their offices and their warehouse plus other.
Yep.
Because there's nothing on that last lot, is there?
No. So the one, the lot on the corner of Campbell and 7th is currently owned by the railroad, and they use it, what I'll dub as a rail yard, but for railroad use. And then the 3 parcels in the middle are owned by Perkins Lumber. And this whole thing came up because Perkins Lumber had inquired about some changes that they're looking at doing that aren't solidified by any means. But when city staff saw that these 4 parcels were not zoned I-2 like the surrounding uses for these, especially for these 2 companies, we thought it was appropriate to fix this in the zoning map.
Yep.
So we would simply be rezoning from R2 to I-2, which is an increased intensity of use, but there would be no changes in this area. And the residential to industrial separation is there between that road. And some of the uses even along that, the blocks between Gorton and Campbell Avenue there, some of that's some non-conforming business use. It's not all solely residential there right now, though that would be the intention over time, would be that it transition into that residential use.
Okay, and so this is something that we'll see also at the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
And same process as the text amendment. We'll hold the public hearing, and then it'll go to council for 2 rounds of introduction and public hearing.
Okay. Good, thank you. Do we have any, were there any other questions on this? Any miscellany?
No.
So you've got those 2 items coming for the next meeting.
Correct.
Anything else?
No, that's it for now.
Okay. Very good. Does anyone have anything else for the committee tonight? Or for the commission? If not, then we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
that's it. Motion, and
second.
Is there a second? All right, discussion. All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries.